95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo, man.
How do?
Good. How the screw are you? How do you say? How dare you?
I'm going to get it going.
So far, I've heard absolutely nobody say
no
it, so I think it's rolling. I think
it's good. Sometimes things that are worth it take some patience.
Damn straight.
You know?
And this too.
Right, this too. Also things that aren't worth it. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
All right.
I'm going to tell you about a worm that you're not going to believe.
A worm.
Next.
Yeah. I know someone who doesn't want to hear about that. They're listening at home.
Oh, well, they need to listen because this is...
not good?
Fascinating.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Ooh.
Fascinating. You're going to be able to fix or recall text messages.
Oh, sweet.
Finally.
Like how far back? Well, we'll talk about that.
That's great. That is coming to your iPhone later this year.
Nice. And Twitter, how about it? Edit button.
Oh, Twitter, for
Come
God's
on.
Sakes. People are dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up at 3:50 and 5:50, tattoos you regret.
Tattoos against your will.
And the word that you need today for $2,000.
Yeah, that's moments from now.
It's coming up in about 15 minutes on 95.5 KLOS.
Police! Police!
Extremely active jumping worms that can leap a foot in the air raise alarms in California.
Did you just say a foot in the air?
Yes.
We don't need this kind of crap. The hell? Murder hornets and monkey pox and leaping worms?
Don't they know what we've been through?
Right.
An invasive worm species known for its voracious appetite and its ability to jump a foot in the air.
Ah.
What? Why? Do we need worms that jump a foot in the air?
No, we do not.
Why is this happening?
We need money.
It's raising alarms in California where scientists have expressed concern about the threat the worms pose to the forest ecosystem.
We need time off. We need sex and drugs and rock and roll.
The name of the worm is the amethyst agrestis. But it's also has three nicknames. One is the Asian jumping worm.
That's
the
terrible.
Other is the Alabama jumper.
No.
And my favorite is the crazy snake worm.
The crazy snake worm. I think I partied with him one time.
What? There's a crazy snake worm? I don't want that.
No.
This can grow up to 8 inches in length.
Come on.
8 inches in length. Which is, you know, further than your hands.
Oh, I know, 8 inches in length.
Oh, shut up. You know half of it. You can just double it in your head.
How dare you.
They can grow up to 8 inches in length and have milky white band around their dark body. And are distinctive for their theatrical behavior, including wild movements and even detaching body parts.
I love that song.
Detaching
what
body
is that part?
It means if they feel like they're getting caught, they can shed their tail. They can just go, all right.
I don't need it.
Don't need it. I'm fine without it.
I wish I could do that.
Right? They're also, and listen to this part. This is the part that's going to get you because this is what's going to...
It's worse than everything so far?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh my God.
They're also hermaphrodites and can reproduce without mating. They can reproduce without mating.
So they can just sit there and make copies of themselves.
So they're 8 inches long. And they have crazy theatrical movement.
Meaning they leap upon you.
They can jump a foot high.
Ah, come on.
And they eat so much that forests are in danger.
It's unbelievable.
What is
going on this planet?
True to their name, they jump and thrash immediately when handled, behaving more like a threatened snake than a worm.
Wow.
That's a thing.
That's a suck thing.
In California.
I hate that thing.
That is a suck thing.
Yes.
We need a new category of that's a suck. That is a suck thing.
Oh, this isn't, though. This is good.
No, this is much better.
Yes, much better. Well, unless any worms jump on him.
I hope Cashquatch does not get wormed to death.
Exactly.
He's giving away $2,000, though, today.
Nice. Very thoughtful of him.
There is a word for this hour, and it is sighting.
Wow, as in a sighting of Cashasaurus or whatever it was?
Cashquatch.
Oh, yeah, him. Yeah.
You
I got it.
Not moved on from the very first one.
Yeah, that's right. That's
Cashquatch. The word is sighting, and right. You text that word to 68683. That is sighting to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
And standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. In the early days out at the distillery, I always had my dog, Dog Joe, with me. I would buy food in bulk, and before you knew it, there were dogs and cats coming by. It evolved into our Vodka for Dog People program.
95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
No more jumping worms.
Those are suck things.
Hey, those are suck things.
Determined that is a bad thing. Jump a foot in the air.
You don't need all of that.
A worm.
And that video. Don't go look up these videos if you want to be able to.
Sluggo a video. Woo! We'll post one.
I can do it.
We'll post one, but maybe don't watch it.
Yeah, don't
it's
watch
not
it.
That bad.
It's weird.
It's worse than you want for worms.
Yes.
That's all.
Yes.
It's worse.
We have than enough badness.
Correct.
Stuff. We don't need it.
All right, about 15 minutes away from People Are Dumb.
Right.
How many times have you sent the text to the wrong person or misspelled words in it?
Constantly.
Same.
Yeah.
More than I text, even. I'm not sure how that is possible, but
it's mathematically weird, but you've managed to do it.
Mathematically weird.
Wow, it's amazing.
We're going to do it again in the 5 o'clock hour, the text message disasters.
All right.
You sent it to the wrong person or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen to this and tell me if you're as excited about this as I am, that this fall, you're going to have a 15-minute period in which to delete.
No. No.
And or change spelling.
Really?
Yes.
Delete.
Yes. Oh my God. Before they see it.
Or if you accidentally wrote penis and he didn't mean to, you're saying peanuts to grandma.
I mean, in this one, it's in this example, because you can't see what they're showing you. In this example, she said the word Gabe, the name Gabe, and it translated to babe. It changes to babe. So she just changes it back to Gabe, and it's fine.
Wow.
That's this fall.
That's rockin' good news.
Who needs that more than me?
Hands in the air.
These changes should be coming to iPhones and iPads this fall. It's all part of the new software update, iOS 16. But I definitely agree, Robin. This is the most talked about feature. But you can finally fix a text. So here's the example we got. Maybe you meant to type, hey, Gabe, but it said, hey, babe.
Ooh, Gabe's your boss.
Yeah, I mean, autocorrect has done some stuff to me. They put some bad words in there.
Yeah.
Well, now you have a little chance to edit that or delete that up to 15 minutes after it's sent. I guess especially if the other person hasn't seen it yet.
15 minutes.
Yes.
That's good. That's plenty of time.
I mean, you obviously the other person can see it in that amount of time.
Right.
But there's a pretty decent chance that you can delete it before they get to it. As well.
I do have a...
Because it's up to 15 minutes.
Right.
So a lot of times you send it and you go, oh, my God, I sent it to the wrong person. You could recall it right then.
Right.
So the chances they would see it are almost nil.
So I would think the reason they kind of haven't is because you could send all sorts of really messed up stuff to people and then delete it. But here's what you got to do. If you get something like that, screenshot it.
Of course, everybody screenshots
stuff.
Yeah,
so
that's always been my
no
complaint
reason
about
not, to. Yes.
Not having an edit button on Twitter.
Yes.
Because people were like, oh, no, then you're going to change it. People screenshot everything.
It's worked on Facebook forever.
Right.
Who cares?
I mean, and sometimes you write something and it sounds great in your brain, and then it just looks cringeworthy on the screen.
Yep.
You get that second chance.
Yeah. That's
you get
great.
A second chance for up to 15 minutes.
This doesn't quite make up for the jumping worms, but it's close.
I mean, that's pretty good news.
That's pretty solid.
Up to 15
minutes.
It's not enough time for me to fix all my mistakes, but it's a start.
It is a two for Tuesday. A couple from Van Halen now. 95.5
KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's close to 350 as we can get. We try to bring you People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
I think we should just assume all stories are out of Florida. And if they're not, I'll tell you.
Okay.
This particular one is Fort Pierce in Florida.
Oh, there you go.
A 20-year-old man was arrested after police say he tried to steal a car.
Okay. So not, far, fairly normal.
Not just any car.
Oh, okay.
It was a Fort Police Patrol vehicle.
Well, if you're going to steal a car, go for the gold.
At the Fort Police Department.
Oh, man. And go for it like hardcore.
With a Fort Pierce police officer in it.
Wow.
It was 5 a.m., July 17th.
Right.
Officer Robbie Troutman was in his car working on paperwork.
Right.
And he heard the back door jiggle.
Right.
And then the front door jiggle.
Why is he trying the back door? You can't crawl
in. I don't know exactly.
Idiot.
Has
he never been in the back of one? Whatever. Okay, so then he tried the front door.
Where do you drive the car from?
Florida.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But then he positioned he tried to get into the driver's seat, which was odd because there was an officer in the driver's seat.
Excuse me, my butt is already here.
So then as soon as he realized, oh, I'm sitting on an officer, I'm going to run away and hide behind one of the other cars.
Sure.
In the police parking lot. He's not going to leave the parking lot. He's just going to hide behind one of the other cars.
There's probably a lot of them out there, too. And I doubt they lock them, you know.
So Troutman opened his door, and the man ran away, and they went and found him.
There he is, right there.
And they detained him, and he had two cell phones and a portable speaker and a $20 bill and a pipe with marijuana.
Marijuana residue.
Yep.
I love that band.
Rodriguez said he saw my vehicle was running, so he attempted to steal the vehicle.
Oh, I see.
So he had a ride home. He was arrested on charges of attempted grand theft of a motor vehicle, loitering, and prowling. Did you know prowling is a thing?
In Florida, everything's illegal.
And possession of drug equipment.
Oh, and being really, really, really stupid.
Yeah, that too. That's always against the law.
People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Slugo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Slugo in the afternoon. We are going to be talking about tattoos you regret.
Oh, man.
Because that is a huge category.
Yeah, it'd be pretty common for people to go, what the hell?
Right. What was I thinking? And by the way, spouse? Boyfriend, girlfriend, it's a curse.
Yes.
It's a curse.
Yeah, it's just asking for a let's break up.
This guy made a terrible choice that he now regrets. Listen to this.
This tattoo on police officer Eric Wina's hands immediately caught the attention of his superiors at the Cincinnati Police Department. Tatted on his knuckles, the word pure on one hand and evil on the other.
Pure evil. He holds his hands up and it says pure evil.
I think the only job that would be worse to have that, it would be like a priest.
It's not, right.
It doesn't make sense.
It's on his fingers.
You're a cop.
You're a police officer. What is wrong with you?
Department records show that tattoo in December 2021 got him reassigned to the impound lot to limit his public exposure. Department policy prohibits tattoos on the face, neck, head, and hands. A CPD captain wrote in a summary of Wida's disciplinary hearing, he showed remorsefulness for obtaining the tattoo.
All right, hold up. Now I want to play Let's Guess. Let's guess how he tried to explain it away. This is his excuse.
I mean, can he say he was drunk? That he maybe, my guess is he would say they misspelled what he wanted or something. That would be my guess.
But it makes sense.
I know, yeah.
There's nothing misspelled.
No.
I don't know
what he would have been saying he was.
When I found out what his explanation was, I was like, well, no. No, I mean, that's just a lie.
Denied.
That's just not possible.
And acknowledge a lack of discretion. Wida said the words pure evil should not be observed as one message. Officer Wida did explain to the internal investigation section the words pure evil represented a struggle between good and evil.
Oh.
But an ordinary citizen would not be privy to this directive.
It's good angel and devil angel sitting on your shoulders.
You would put good. You wouldn't put pure. That makes no sense.
Pure evil.
Dude,
so now
on.
The guy is checking in cars in the impound lot. That has to be where they put, and forgive me if that's your job, that has to be where they put the bad cops.
Yeah, well, like you said, they want to keep them away from the public.
Right.
At the very least, they're like, dude, you're going back. I mean, just go in and get something else done to it.
Yeah, a lot of people would just tattoo over it.
Yeah, exactly.
They were asking him why he wouldn't get it taken off, and because it's expensive.
Because I'm pure evil.
It's expensive, right.
Also, that's who I am.
I'm pure evil.
Deal with it.
But I work for the police.
So 818-955-KLOS, tattoos that you regret.
Oh.
They were a great idea at the time, you thought.
Yeah.
Really good idea.
Do you think most of it is drunk? We are going to ask.
I would think.
We are going to ask if you were drunk because that is the most common reason.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, maybe you weren't necessarily Yeah, yes.
I mean, it really would be. I mean, I know that most tattoo artists that are on the up and up mm-hmm. wouldn't tattoo somebody who's right. smashed.
Right.
Like, but you can be drunk and you can be tipsy and you can...
No, I'm not going to tattoo mom on your face. It's just not going to happen.
Your forehead. Just put it on my butt and make the O my hole.
I'm not going to do pure evil. You're a cop. What's wrong with you?
So tattoos you regret. 818-955-KLOS.
As it appeared on the album... Love and Touch and Squeeze and / City of Angels. You know, so many of those songs that would just meld into one another. And I'd like to throw them in on Two for Tuesday.
Yes, you do.
Little album cut things.
It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon on KLOS. And we're talking about tattoos that you regret. KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Sligo, my favorite DJ.
We are great. Thank you. We're talking about tattoos you regret. You have some?
Okay, yeah. So I'm 62 years old. This probably happened 42 years ago. I'm 20 or whatever. Just got married. Smoking pot, drinking beer, went to Venice Beach, got me a tattoo. I love the Rolling Stones. Got a Stones tattoo
on my
my shoulder. Put it this way, if I wear a tank top, you can't see it, okay?
Okay.
If you put a 50 cent piece over the tattoo, it's covered. And now, you know, everybody's tatted up all the way up. So, like, it's just embarrassing. They're like, do you have any tattoos? I'm like, no.
I have this little tiny one right here.
Just because it's super lame, you mean?
It's just tiny. It's a Stone's tongue, but it's just tiny. It's ridiculous.
Dude, you're not alone. There's a lot of us that have tiny little things.
Listen, I like the Stones just a little bit, too. KLOS, hello.
Yo, what it do, what it do?
What's happening, man?
Talking about tattoos that you regret.
Oh, yeah, I got Kiss This tattooed on my rear end.
You do?
Yes, I do.
And what? How sober were you when you had it done?
Do you regret that?
I was in prison.
You were in prison.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So it was homemade, as it were. Cellmade.
I was not expecting in prison. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It was for the guard because he was an ass. So when I had to go to a visit, they would see the bumper sticker and he can read. But he's looking at my ass.
That's funny. What's he looking at your butt for anyway?
Well, because you went to a visit. They want to make sure you didn't...
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, gotcha. Right on. Well, yeah.
Are you still happy with it, or do you regret it now?
No, it's still rad. It's as rad as it
was. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay, thank you.
I just wanted to talk about my butt on the air. Okay.
Well done.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
That's kind of what we do for a living.
Hey, you guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Tattoos you regret.
Yeah, you betcha. All right, so I got one on my right arm... I wanted to get a lion. It was my first tattoo. This was way back when. And I wanted a noble-looking lion, you know, not something that looked like it was out of a cartoon. Or,
right.
You know, just a good-looking lion. And I saw this book called Metropolitan Museum of Art, and I saw this lion in there that dated back 500 years before Christ. So
right.
I'm going, you know, that's a good-looking lion. It was, like, gold. And I had the tattoo put on my arm, you know, on my shoulder, big.
Right.
When I was in New Orleans. Well, let's fast forward now to the conflict in Iran when they changed their flag. They chose the same lion.
Oh, the same one.
Yes, they did.
Oh, my God.
Yes, they did.
They're asking me, are you Iranian?
And I'm like, no.
Why do you ask?
They probably went...
That's the lion on the flag.
They probably went for it because it was in public domain. They had to have an artist create it.
What if...
A free one.
What if there was, like, online, there were a bunch of pictures, and there was a picture of your tattoo, and somebody in Iran saw that and went, let's make that our flag.
Wow.
Anyway, guys.
Thank you.
So it's totally his fault.
Yes.
818-955-KLOS.
Tattoos you regret. In about 25 minutes, we're going to talk more about this edit feature on messages.
It's very exciting. You text someone the wrong phone number or date or
picture
that you want to get rid of. You got 15 minutes to make it vanish.
And that's a thing that's going to happen.
That's a good thing.
That's coming up. Right now, we're talking about tattoos that you regret. KLOS, hello.
I have a butterfly, but my old neighbor had one that was worse.
You have a... Wait, hold on. Let's rewind that. A butterfly.
Half a butterfly.
Half a butterfly. And where is it?
It's on my boob.
On your boob.
It's like the side view of a butterfly up yesterday.
Okay. All right.
What happened to the other half?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. But what was the worst one, then, your friend had?
Peace. The word peace, but not spelled like peace on earth, you know, love and peace, like piece of pie.
F-E-I-E-C-E, really?
Awesome.
Hilarious.
Foster, hold test. It was, oh my God, I felt so sorry for her.
Hilarious.
So as in, you would like a piece, question mark?
She should just put a ass underneath it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
Awesome, thanks for calling.
Hello, KLOS.
I got a best friend tattoo with my best friend of 35 years. And then she had an affair with my husband.
Oh, my God. Man. After 35 years. Wow. How long had it been going on?
Just briefly, a few months. But, you know, all I could think about was, oh, my God, I've got to get this off of my leg. And so I called my tattoo artist and I got it covered up.
Good.
Wow. 35 years. Yeah. You would think you're safe at that point.
Right.
Wow.
I guess I won't get the Kevin tattoo I was going to get after all. Wow. Right on. Thank you for calling and sorry to hear about it. That sucks.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah. Yep, totally. Yep. No best friend tattoos.
Yeah.
Don't do good it. Advice. Okay. All right. Good.
Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
We're talking about tattoos. I regret. I have one.
Yep.
I have got a tattoo on my side. It's about 8 or 9 inches tall. It is a cowgirl over a champagne glass into the glass.
That is classy.
And it was fine until my daughters got about 3 or 4 years old and they realized what it was.
Oh, no. Did you get it covered up?
It's not covered up.
What's wrong with you? Now your kids at school are known as the kids with that dad with that tattoo.
Yeah, they need to learn. That's all there is to it. Right on, man. Thanks for calling. Sorry to hear it.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're great. Thank you. We're talking about tattoos that you regret.
Marine Corps, 1975. I was in Hong Kong. I got two buzz, and I got a tattoo on my right butt cheek of Elmer Fudd pointing his shotgun toward the hole with a cap that says, "Come out of there, Wabbit. I know you're in there."
That is hilarious, and you should not regret that.
No, you should leave it. Be proud of it. That's beautiful.
You don't regret that, do you?
Not really. Just no. Can't show it to anybody.
You can't show it to anybody. Of course you can.
I was so, I don't know. Maybe we need to post it. You know, maybe
send us a picture.
Yeah, send us a picture and let us post it. Do it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you. I guess that's not going to happen.
It's going to be $20 if he does it. You win $20.
What'd you do today, work, honey? We asked the guy to send a picture of his butt to us. And he did.
And here it is. Look at this. 818-955-KLOS.
Tattoos that were a good idea at the time, but not so much now.
Was that one a good idea ever?
Yes. You know, we give away $2,000 every day.
Yes.
Well, now with CashQuatch.
Thinking, where's all this money coming
from? Every single day, somebody wins.
Yep.
And the winner from yesterday does not know it yet.
Yeah.
So let's call them.
I love cold calling. I hated doing it in other jobs, but I sure like it.
Well, because we have good news.
Yeah.
It helps.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
You're calling me. How about you tell me your name?
Nice. Well done. It's Kevin and Sligo from KLOS.
Oh, shit. You're kidding.
No. We understand you've had a cash squatch sighting recently.
Yes.
And yesterday, perhaps, you texted in a word?
Like swamp?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it pissed Cash Squatch off. He was really angry. He was busting up the joint. He was trashing things. And he's like, what am I thinking? I should give this guy some cash.
Oh, my God.
So you get $2,000.
That's insane.
It is kind of insane, isn't it? This whole thing is ridiculous.
Yeah. Now are you sad that you were a dick to us on the beginning of the call?
No, yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, we do have to deduct $200 for that.
That should be your answer. I'm just joking. You got $2,000, though, man.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Ooh, I need a dirty robot.
This is troubling.
This is disturbing, dude.
And I love it.
It is truly disturbing.
Thank you, Red Link, on Twitter for sending this, because he says, I know what a certain someone is going to be giving his longtime partner his buddy. He's talking about my old partner.
Oh, he's excited about these things.
It's a sex robot, and it's a robot that... sex.
They've been coming for a long time. They're on the horizon for quite some time. They're finally almost here. Right?
Yes, correct. Listen to this.
Through that system, you can connect the AI that you've created in the app to the robot. and carry on the conversation with her that way. Once you've got that loaded and you hit chat, you know, she just comes to life.
Good you came back so fast, baby. I'm glad you came back that fast. Well, baby, 10 minutes without you seems like an eternity.
Wow, that's really sexy.
I'd like to point out
I want to do you.
Let's say...
I must have you now.
Let's say that I were to want to get a sex robot. Chat is so far down on my list of things.
Yes, thank you. I mean, just say, all you got to do is tell it what to do. It don't need to say nothing. Especially if it's going to talk like Rosie the Robot from the Jetsons.
And they make it seem like it's like you're going to just have a conversation. Right. As if that's what you're
that's
there for.
Really sad. Well, a lot of people do that when they go to Toots. So they sit there and chat and cry.
Then I went to the website and it showed them...
Yeah,
taking the face off so that you could see the robot.
God, it's so disturbing. It's like Westworld.
It's yes.
It's like Yul Brynner without his face mask on in that damn movie.
And then I realized that it was just the head. It's only her head. It's not a body.
Oh, no. No.
It's only her head.
And she will talk like this.
Yes.
Do you think he would still want your old partner would be excited about this thing?
That's tough. This we may need to call him and find out because I don't know if it's just the head. I don't know.
Please tell the folks at home, by the way, what we were talking about when we said, you know, if you were like challenged by your friends, give $100 or whatever. Maybe you weren't exactly sober.
You're drinking.
Right.
You're at a party.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody offers you $100.
Breaks out this sex robot. Ta-da. What was your condition?
My condition was my condition is I have to be the first one.
Yes!
I'm not. There's no sloppy seconds with robots.
No, never. I'm the robot.
You're gonna be able to edit text messages.
Oh, that is so amazing! Text messages.
Yes, after you've sent them.
Hmm.
You're going to be able to correct misspellings, or sometimes the predictive text changes things.
Right. Or you just called someone a dickweed and you change your mind.
Sure.
You're a total loser.
Sure.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Maybe I'm going to get rid of that.
How long
do you delete a text.
That's awesome.
So all of those texts that we're going to talk about next at 818-955-KLOS.
The horrible ones you accidentally or shouldn't have sent.
You sent the text to the wrong person.
Think of that photo you took. I mean, a really good angle and really nice lighting, but it shouldn't have gone to grandma.
Or perhaps the sex talk, whatever is happening, it went to the wrong person.
And very soon you'll be able to make it go poof. How long have you got for that?
I think it comes out this fall, and I think it's within 15 minutes.
Well, that's pretty good.
So as long as you realize it within 15 minutes, I think you can delete it from their phone.
That is awesome.
Listen to this report.
These changes should be coming to iPhones and iPads this fall. It's all part of the new software update, iOS 16. But I definitely agree, Robin. This is the most talked about feature. But you can finally fix a text. So here's the example we got. Maybe you meant to type, hey, Gabe, but it said, hey, babe.
Ooh, Gabe's right.
Yeah, I mean, autocorrect has done some stuff to me. They put some bad words in there.
Yeah.
Well, now you have a little chance to edit that or delete that up to 15 minutes after it's sent. I guess especially if the other person hasn't seen it yet. I mean, and sometimes you write something and it sounds great in your brain and then it just looks cringeworthy on the screen. You get that second chance.
Yeah, you know, I've been hanging out outside your bedroom window for the last 6 months and you haven't come to see me. Well, maybe I shouldn't have sent that.
15 minutes. That's pretty good.
Yeah, 15 minutes and you can actually, I mean, obviously, if they're looking at their phone, they can see it when you text it.
Right. And then, you know, what you're going to have to start doing is if some loon is sending you weird stuff, just screen grab.
Yeah, you'll screen grab.
There's
it.
No
I mean, that's
reason,
easy enough.
Yeah, to not have this but amazing feature.
No, to be able to go in and change a text.
Yes.
That would be so great.
That would be really good.
So, but
because you have sent
until then
ridiculous and horrible
text message disasters.
Yes, please.
818-955-KLOS. We have done this before and it's endless. We could do this for a week straight and people would call with, oh, I sent some sexy talk to my boss.
Oops, I accidentally told the guy that was getting fired he was getting fired.
My mother-in-law, you know, that
sort of thing.
There's all kinds of ways that text can go wrong, at least for now. And let's revel in that for a few seconds. 818-955-KLOS. A couple of minutes away from the word, which will win you $2,000 today.
Yeah, we just called someone and gave them $2,000. I love that. I love being able to do that.
Somebody else is going to win that $2,000 today, and it could be you. We'll give you the word for this hour in a couple of minutes. First, we are talking about text message disasters. KLOS, hello.
Text message gone wrong. Worked for a delivery service. I couldn't tell you who it is in the summertime. Was texting with a customer, trying to gain access to their location, and was at lunch and also texting my coworker about how hot it was, and accidentally sent my female customer telling her how sweaty my testicles were.
Excellent. Excellent.
It was as hot as those, huh?
It was that hot.
And I, good Lord, I sent it and it went whoosh. And I realized it was to the wrong person and I almost died.
Just think now, you have 15 minutes to fix that here very soon. How awesome is that?
I love it. But right? Yes. But yes, she was very forgiving and so was her husband.
Oh, well, that's good.
Wow. So was her husband. Wow. You're a very lucky person.
Yeah, I think I'd like to talk to you about your text. If you mind coming in here.
So are they really?
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Sluggo. Got a good one for you.
Yes, please.
I'm kind of blind, so my girlfriend's name is Dee, and right below her name on my phone is Dad. So and he's a deadbeat dad. So I wanted to tell her that I loved her. I said, "Hey, babe, I love you." Oh, and I was sending it to my deadbeat dad, and he called me after a lot of years, you know, so me and him have been kind of close lately.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah. Wait, so it actually worked in your favor?
Well, no, he doesn't want to deal with him, but now he can't be mean to him, right?
Gotcha.
You're just being cool, right? Yeah.
Like, can you imagine calling my own dad, babe? Oh.
Hey, babe. Sorry.
Hey, sweetheart. Hey, we should get together.
Hey, lover.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You do some deadbeat things.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Text messages gone wrong.
Yes.
I am a teacher, and I once texted my vice principal that I was excited to have him me tonight.
Oh, my God.
I meant to send it to my hookup, but I had been texting my vice principal that day, and I...
How did your vice principal take it?
He didn't respond, and then I realized what I had sent, and I said, "Oh my God, that was the wrong text. I'm so sorry." And he said, "I've already deleted it. Let's never talk about it."
Wow.
And here I am talking about it on the radio.
Well done.
That's what KLOS does to you.
Wow, that's the perfect example of an awful text.
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh,
it was awful.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. 818-955-KLOS.
Text messaging gone wrong. They're talking about being able to fix text messages.
Unbelievable. You'll have 15 minutes to delete something you sent to someone.
Which would solve every one of these phone calls.
That's very true.
Right now we're talking about text message disasters. KLOS, hello.
I ordered some alcohol on Instacart, and the driver said, "I'll be there soon with your Jameson." And I said, "Great, I'm almost sober." And the next thing I know is getting a call from the delivery service saying the driver was worried about me and didn't want to deliver the alcohol.
Oh, come on.
No.
What?
I had to explain to him, no, it's a joke. I was just joking.
Yeah.
He delivered my alcohol.
By the way, almost sober means that you're not drunk at all. How does that make him worry about you? That's
hilarious.
How long did it take then?
Took an extra 2 hours to get my alcohol.
No.
Wow.
That sucks. I mean, even trying to be nice, I'm like, dude, shut up.
That's hilarious. Thank you for calling
back. Thanks for calling, man.
818-955-KLOS.
Text message disasters. Right now we're talking about text message disasters. You have one?
I have a separate iCloud account for my husband.
Right.
And for some reason, all my photos got downloaded to his phone for unknown reasons.
Well, that's weird.
He found out I was having an affair.
Ooh. Ouch.
Would it have pictures of you two together or him?
It had pictures of him, not together, but like pictures of me separate.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm, that must have gone over real damn well.
I can't figure out how that would happen.
Yeah, yeah.
I still have not figured out how it happened because wow. We have separate numbers, separate iCloud accounts, and all my photos got downloaded to his phone.
That doesn't seem ideal.
Yeah, no. Definitely not.
No, but it's his fault for saying if I stood on a street corner, I couldn't give it away. Well,
okay, all right. Listen, I don't think we need the whole story.
Yeah, you probably have moved on, and that's probably a good thing.
I don't think we need all the details.
I want all the details
of that relationship. No, we're good.
I do. Thank I want you. Them. Thanks for calling. Come on, I wanted more details.
Nope. KLOS, hello.
Damn it.
Text message. All right, so I used to work at a church, and the pastor asked me one time where I put a case of water.
Mm-hmm.
I typed Fellowship Hall.
Right.
But it came out Fellatio Hall.
And he's like, oh, I know where that is. That's downtown.
That's fantastic.
Well, now you'll be able to fix that. You have 15 minutes to go. Oh, sorry.
To go in there and put Fellowship. For sure. I want to change that to Fellowship.
I don't think I would. I would leave it.
Yeah, sure. Hall.
Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Text message disaster. It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I have a podcast with Mike Catherwood called Great News with Kevin and Mike. And it's all positive stories.
I mean, it's literally great news.
It is. It restores your faith in humanity, which I believe we might need right now.
Yes, please.
It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We're all going to die. Because they found jumping worms that jump a foot high. And destroy forests. So enjoy your death. And people are dumb. A guy tried to steal a car, a cop car.
A cop car.
With a cop in it.
With a cop in it at a cop station, right?
At a police station, yes. Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, well, dumb.
And you can fix text messages starting this fall. After you've sent a text for 15 minutes, we're going to be able to fix or delete texts that have already been sent.
So the gentleman who sent to his pastor that he had left the water in the Fellatio Hall instead of Fellowship Hall would have been able to delete that.
It's going to be a bummer because that's a great story.
Yeah. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty in Fellatio Hall.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Oh, this isn't, though. This is good.
No, this is much better.
Yes, much better. Well, unless any worms jump on him.
I hope Cashquatch does not get wormed to death.
Exactly.
He's giving away $2,000, though, today.
Nice. Very thoughtful of him.
There is a word for this hour, and it is sighting.
Wow, as in a sighting of Cashasaurus or whatever it was?
Cashquatch.
Oh, yeah, him. Yeah.
You
I got it.
Not moved on from the very first one.
Yeah, that's right. That's
Cashquatch. The word is sighting, and you text that word to 68683. That is sighting to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
And standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Tattoos against your will.
Oh, that's Pasquatch.
No, yeah. He's got a couple tattoos.
He also has money.
Yeah, money.
He has $2,000 that he gives away daily. The word for this hour is calls.
Calls?
C-A-L-L-S. Calls. Right. Text that word to 68683. That is calls to 68683 for your shot at $2,000 today.
And since KLOS is a tiny little radio station owned by a tiny little company in L.A., you're playing against people in L.A., not across the whole country. And standard data messaging rates apply. Got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight.
That's loud.
Yeah, well,
Casquatch is here.
He's sexy.
Giving away $2,000 today.
That's sexy, too.
This hour's word is muscles.
What?
Speaking of sexy.
Come on.
Muscles.
Muscle.
M-U-S-C-L-E-S. Muscles. Text that word to 68683. That is muscles to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour, hopefully with better words than muscles, until 10 o'clock tonight.
But first, Casquatch is here. I mean, I think it's all right. He's giving away $2,000 today.
Oh, okay.
The word this hour is here.
What?
Here. H-E-A-R. Here.
Oh, as in listen.
Yes.
Oh, that's confusing. That's like that thing on 30 Rock. It's homonym. No, that's the wrong one. No,
why
wrong
are
one
you
again.
Saying other words that are confusing?
H-E-A-R.
Yes.
There you go.
Text that to 68683. That is here to 68683 for your shot to win today's $2,000.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck! Tom Petty met Bob Dylan backstage at the Universal Amphitheater on this day in rock in 1978. STP released their album Purple, their second on this day in rock in 1994. Went to number one here in the USA. USA ended up selling over 6 million copies. AC/DC's album Back in Black went double diamond on this day in rock in 2004. That makes it just the sixth album with the RIAA certified sales of more than 20 million copies in America.